Hi everyone, welcome to Life on Audio. Today's episode is going to be a little, I say this, but I feel like a lot of my episodes are very vulnerable and real and potentially like considered heavy, but I feel like this is going to be a heavy one because I'm going to be very real about something that I found myself struggling with. And this is not the first time, nor will it, I think, be the last time that I deal with something like this. And I want to talk about it because I haven't really seen a lot of people talk about this. And yet I feel like everyone has like some period of their life where they feel this way, or multiple periods of their lives where they feel this way. And it is such a like difficult feeling. It is such a difficult thing to deal with because in the moment you are so caught up by how you feel. Nothing is going to make you feel better because there's no like reinforcement that you are wrong about how you feel, potentially, very likely, at least in my position, there's no reinforcement. And yet one day you will have that reinforcement. The problem is the reinforcement usually comes far after you actually deal with this like feeling. And yeah, I have a lot to say on this, so we're going to get into it. But before we do that, I just wanted to give you a little bit of a life update, just talk about a couple of different things. When this episode comes out, it will be my last day as a college student. Although to be fair, since this episode comes out on a Friday, I will be done for good because Thursday I have two finals. Those are literally the only finals that I am taking this quarter, and yet somehow they managed to be on the same day, and I've never had that before. So I'm like honestly terrified. I am not ready for this whatsoever. I don't even know how to prep for it because I feel like it's so difficult to split your brain for two different classes for exams that are on the same day. But anyways, hopefully I figure it out. Luckily I still have like 4 days until that happens, and a lot is going to happen in between now and then. So hopefully in that time I figure it out. I'm literally actually kind of procrastinating finishing up my study guide for one of the classes. I was at the library today for like, I think 4 hours. It was a pretty long time and I did pretty good. I was actually impressed. I thought my attention span was going to go out the window an hour or two in, but I powered through until like the last hour where I started to definitely feel the effects of just like sitting in the library. Also, my body was not feeling great. I was like, I need to move, but I was like, I don't want to leave my stuff here. I don't know. I'm just like super paranoid. I know people leave their stuff at the library and like walk off, but I just can't do that. So I was like, I guess I'm just stuck here until I'm done with like what I want to get done. Didn't get everything done, but I did get like the majority done. And like, luckily I do still have time. So I'm proud of myself for that. But yeah, I will be done once this episode comes out, which is crazy. And very likely when you're hearing it, I'll be actually a college graduate, which is more insane. I fly home on Tuesday. So I'll be home when this episode, well, actually I will probably not be home when this episode comes out. If the plans stay in place, which they should, but unfortunately I did hear something recently that might affect the plans, but I'm really hoping it doesn't. But anyways, I'm flying home on Tuesday, which is super exciting. Although to be fair, that gives me literally like, actually, yeah, I'll be home in 48 hours. Wait, what? Oh my God. Because it's Sunday today. I am recording this pretty late. I actually need to figure out when I'm going to do this episode, when I'm going to edit it. And I have a feeling it's going to be a long one because I have a lot to say. So that's going to be fun. So I'm trying to do this like intro pretty quickly so that I don't have like a long intro tagged to a long episode, because I've definitely done that before. But anyways, yeah, flying home on Tuesday, and then my finals are on Thursday. Hopefully taking finals at home isn't going to really be a problem. I mean, to be fair, basically since the beginning of my sophomore year, I've been taking all of my finals at home if they're online. I very rarely am here for finals week. I was actually going to try and stick out finals week and then leave a couple of days after I was officially done with school, but there was a little bit of change of plans pretty last minute, because if you guys listen to my Who I Am episode or just know really anything about me, because this is a very basic fact, but I also don't know if everyone knows this, I am half German. My mom is the German one, and then also I'm half Indian. That's my dad. But yeah, my mom is German, born and raised in Germany, still has her childhood home there, and my entire family on my mom's side is still in Germany. So anyways, I actually haven't been to Germany in 5 years. The last time I went was the summer between my junior and senior year of high school, because then obviously the pandemic struck and since then I haven't been. So my mom last minute decided that spring break, I mean, obviously like I'll be done for good, but my sister and I's spring break coincide, which I think this is like the first year in the time that I've been in college where it matched up. So that's kind of cool. But anyways, my mom was like, what if we were to just go to Germany for spring break? Because when else are we going to go? And it's been so long. And obviously her mother and her sister and everyone else is there. I literally have like nieces and nephews that have been born in the time that I haven't been there. So there's a lot of people to see. It's about time we take a trip. So yeah, my mom decided last minute that she wanted to do that for spring break. And so initially I wasn't going to be able to go on the trip because they were going to fly out on Thursday. And like I said, I have my finals on Thursday. And I was like, that's not going to work because my last final is literally from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, which is going to be so fun to take. So I was like, I guess I'll just miss it. I'll just do my own thing and then I'll come home and like hang out with my dad or something like that. Or I was like, maybe I'll even try and go somewhere, like take a little quick solo trip somewhere in the U.S. I don't know. I was just trying to think of things. But then my mom was like, actually, we'll leave on Friday. And I was like, okay, if you leave on Friday, I'll just come back before my finals, take my finals at home, and then I'll fly out with you guys on Friday. So that's exactly what I'm doing. I think we're going to be in Germany for 9 to 10 days, which is a shorter period of time. Usually when we go to Germany, we are there for quite a bit of time, but we only have so much time. And my sister obviously has school afterwards. I luckily don't. I did think about trying to like travel in Europe afterwards, but because it was so last minute, I was like, I don't even know how I would plan that. So I was like, I'll just go and then come back and then be in Miami for a while. And then I'll be back in LA at the end of April, which is so exciting. I feel like after that, it all gets like really complicated and I'm doing like this back and forth and the whole thing. Well, as I plan it, I haven't actually done the planning yet. Of course, we love, but you know what? It's fine. So yeah, I will actually be on a plane to Germany when this episode comes out. With that being said, I really debated whether I should do an episode for next week, because if I did an episode for next week, I would basically have to record it and I have episodes recorded, but I would have to edit the episode before I flew out. And given that it's finals week, I think I'm probably not going to post an episode next week, which is crazy. I never thought I would take like a break, but I think it needs to be done just because I can't do everything. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you're the type of person who tries to do everything, take this as your sign to take a step back and do what feels right and not constantly try and do everything, because it's just so overwhelming. I think I'm going to just like take it as a break. It is my spring break. It also is my first week into post-grad. Like I said, life is going to be busy up until when I fly out to Germany. And then I don't think we really have like Wi-Fi at my mom's childhood home. Or if we do, it's not the greatest. So I don't want to rely on that and like try and get an episode out. So it would have to be done before I leave. But I just like don't exactly have the time for that because I really need to study. And even editing this episode is going to take a lot of time. So it's just like, I can't do it. So I don't think I will be doing it. If I do post an episode next week, know that it was a little treat for you guys, because I actually can't see myself getting this done. But anyways, same with TikTok. I have actually no clue whether I'll be posting TikTok content when I'm there. I want to, like, I want to be able to document it. But again, I don't know if the TikToks are going to post, you know, if we don't really have Wi-Fi. So this is going to really be a TBD situation, which is kind of ironic because literally my whole thing is that I want to do like content creation full time after I graduate. And like my first week of being a college graduate, I literally may not be able to post TikTok, which is my biggest platform. So yeah, anyways, who knows? But the point is, you may not get an episode from me next week. So sorry, but it's okay. I'll be back with some great episodes afterwards. Okay, with that being said, I think those are the main life updates. Dangling by thread per usual, but I think this episode is going to document a little bit more why I'm feeling this way and just kind of some things that I've been going through recently that have brought me to do this episode. So this episode is actually inspired by another life update that has now come kind of full circle. It's funny because I actually recorded the episode for this week. I was going to just do it as a life update and I recorded it a couple of days ago. And then lo and behold, everything, like I told the story as it was at the time, but then it came full circle and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this as an opportunity to just talk about something deeper that I not took away, but had to deal with because of this like life update. And also just hope that maybe, you know, people out there can resonate, can understand, have been there before, are there right now. now, maybe just feel less alone. It's not like I can necessarily give some tips, although kind of can, but the point is it'll make sense in a second. So it all starts when I gave a random guy my number. So I don't know if I ever mentioned this in any of my podcast episodes, but one of my goals at the beginning of 2024, which now 2024 has like, we're kind of going into like the second quarter of 2024, I believe. Anyways, at the beginning of 2024, one of my goals was to try and get better at being able to approach men in public. And the reason why I had this goal is I don't really get approached very often myself. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's the place that I live in, whether it's me. I don't think it's me per se. Well, I mean, like, you know, obviously to each their own, but like, I'm sure there are men out there that are attracted to me or just like think I have a cool vibe or whatever it is. I don't really know what it is, but I don't get approached very much. I feel like I should be getting approached more, but maybe that's just like a high expectation, but it's like happening very rarely. Like, since I have been single and now it's been like nearly 11 months, I haven't gotten approached organically a ton. It just doesn't really happen for me. It's not that it doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen very often. It's like it's a real rarity. Okay. And usually when I do get approached, it's like, it doesn't work out whatsoever. So anyways, one of the things I wanted to get better about was being able to approach men. For my personal self-confidence, I feel like I am a decently confident person. I've worked very hard to build my self-confidence and I feel like I'm in a good place with it. But the one thing that I'm not good at is like, I'm kind of shy. I love talking. Clearly, I have a podcast. I'm also a very social person once I get to know you. But like, if I don't know you, I'm a very shy person. And I think I'm definitely better when it comes to like talking to girls randomly. Not the greatest at it, but definitely better than like talking to guys. I feel like I just psych myself out and I can't have a conversation with them if I find them attractive. And so I was like, I just want to get better at that. Like, I want to be able to approach them and just get super good at it, that like it doesn't even like require a thought. Like, I can just go do it, because I feel like that just like brings an air of confidence. Like, I don't know. It was just something I wanted to do for myself. And I literally planned it too. I was like telling all of my friends and I was like, okay, I obviously know that I'm not like going to be able to just dive into like literally approaching a man and having a conversation with them, but maybe let's start with like writing little notes. Like, if I ever see a man, I can write a note to him, give it to him, and then like walk away. And then whatever happens, happens after that. So I literally cut up like a piece of paper and put it in my bag with a pen. This was at the beginning of like sometime in January. So it's been a couple months now. And then months went by and nothing really happened. And the thing is, in between then and now, I essentially had this like, and I might have mentioned this too in one of my episodes, I don't know, but I had this moment where I kind of was like, okay, I don't think that, oh, wait, another thing I need to mention. At the beginning of 2024, I also like stopped using dating apps. Like, I was like, I'm taking myself kind of out of the dating scene, but I never meant it as like, I'm taking myself out completely. I was like, I just want to do organic dating. Like, I do not want to do the dating apps anymore. And I still stand by that. Like, I refuse to get back on them. And I was like, organic dating it is. But the thing is, like, again, organic dating, like no men are approaching me. So that's why I was like, if I want to do any organic dating, like it seems like I have to approach them, you know, like that's the only way I'm ever going to like get to date. So anyways, but nothing was happening. And as time was going by, I finally kind of like sat, not this is gonna sound weird, like had a conversation with myself, but no, I didn't have a conversation with myself. I just had a moment where I was kind of thinking about it and I was like, you know what, I think this is a good time to be single. Like, I am good with just not dating right now, because I do recognize that there are so many other things that I want to focus on, building a career, just like building what comes next post grad, just trying to build the content creation and all my passion projects and all that. And I was like, I want to focus my time and energy into that. And I just feel like I don't really need to be dating right now. Plus, on top of that, I do recognize that I'm just not in a place to get into a relationship. And I feel like that's ultimately what I do want. If I'm going to be dating, I'm going to want a relationship. And I can't have that right now because I'm just not in a good place for that. So it was like, I might as well just not date. And I like had this like thought process and I was like, okay, I'm good with this. Like, I can totally do that. So I actually had zero plans of getting myself back into the dating scene. Okay. When I thought about it, and I guess I'm back here now, but anyways, when I thought about it in my mind, I was like, next 6 months, like I am out. Okay. There's no like dating, no, like I'm just out, you know, because again, like I recognize that if I like, I want a relationship, like I don't want to hook up with people. I don't want like a situationship. Like, I want a relationship. Like, I want to date for a relationship, but I can't have a relationship right now because it just doesn't make any sense at this point in my life. So I shouldn't be dating. And that's fine. And so that was kind of where I was at until like 2 weeks ago, when I was at this art museum And I was like literally editing one of my podcast episodes and I had finished up. I was about to like pack up my bag and go when I look over and I see this guy and I was like, oh, wow. No, but I was just like, oh, like he's cute. And I was like, he also has a really good style. And like, you don't see that very often, men. I mean, I guess you see it a little bit more at UCLA than like in the real world or just like anywhere else. But I don't know. His style was just kind of calling my name. And I was like, wait, I literally have been meaning to do this one thing for such a long time. And the thing is, like, a big part of the reason why I just didn't do it was also because I didn't really find myself in a scenario where it made sense for me to do it. Like, where I saw someone and I was like, oh, wait, I could be interested in them. So I just kind of was like, if I'm ever going to do it, I feel like I need to do it now. And also, I think I was kind of having this like YOLO mentality where I was like, I'm literally graduating in 2 weeks. Like, if it doesn't go anywhere, it doesn't go anywhere. Like, I wasn't even thinking about what would come out of it. I literally was just like, I have nothing to lose. Like, I have nothing to lose from doing it. So like, I should go do it because I've been saying I want to do it for such a long time, right? So I literally find one of those little pieces of paper in my bag. I take out the pen. I write a little note. I'm like, hi, like, you're cute and I really like your style. And then I put my number on it. I didn't even put my name on it. And then after I pack my bag, I march over to his table, set it down, and then walk away. And that was it. And then I obviously thought to myself, like, oh shoot, like he's gonna text me now. Like, or he's not, but like if he is gonna text me, like he'll text me right away. So I was kind of like, I refused to open my text messages, so I just didn't for a while. But then he didn't text me. Like, I think like an hour later, like I finally opened my messages and there was no text from him. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess it's just not happening. Like, I was like, whatever, that's fine, like move on. Okay. I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. For a little bit, I definitely was like questioning the whole thing. I was like, oh, what if he didn't think I was attractive? Which is like the stupidest thought ever, because the guys that I tend to go for, I just know like are usually attracted to me. Okay. Like, I know that sounds conceited, but like I go for a very specific type of man. Like, I have a very specific type and they're usually guys who like definitely would be interested in me. I've never had a problem with that. Okay. So anyways, but I was definitely a little nervous about it because I had just come from like my dance class and I didn't look like the cutest. I didn't have like a great outfit on. And I was like, you actually have good style. Like, this is kind of rare because I do usually go for men who just like, well, I feel like now I've been going more and more for guys who actually have a sense of style. But like in the past, I've gone for guys who have like zero sense of style. So anyways, for a little bit, you know, I was definitely feeling the effects of it. It didn't feel great, which was like kind of a sucky thing because I was like, I just did something that I've wanted to do for such a long time. And I'm actually like seriously proud of myself for doing it. And ultimately, like I was doing it for me. Like I was never doing it for the validation from him or like the response or anything. So much so that I never really thought about the fact that by doing this, I was basically entering myself back into the dating scene, which turns out is something I actually didn't want to exactly do. Okay, like that was never my intention, you see, but I wasn't thinking that far ahead because I was like, I don't know what's gonna come out of it, you know? Anyways, fast forward like 24 hours later, I finally get a text from him and I was like so surprised because at this point, okay, I feel like it takes me 24 hours to kind of recover from like a situation like this. If it's just a minor little like blimp in the road where yeah, it didn't feel great, but like we'll move on. I would say it takes me like within 24 hours, like I should be good again, you know? Like maybe still thinking about it a little bit, but like I'm moving on, I'm moving forward, like life has moved on, right? Like without you. So anyways, at this point I'm good. Like I had a really nice day. I had hung out with someone new. She was really cool. We had a great time, like blah blah. Like I was feeling good. I was literally basking in the sun on campus. I was enjoying life. And then the text comes in and I was like, oh my gosh, he actually texted me. So obviously I'm like surprised, I guess like pleasantly surprised, because you know, it felt good to know that he like actually texted me. And so we start like texting back and forth and it's like very basic details, like no actual details about ourselves besides our name. At some point he was like, are you, this is like happening within like 4 hours of the time that he texted me first. He was like, are you free tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, I am actually. And then he was like, okay, let's meet at this coffee shop at 11:30. And I was like, perfect. And he was saying all the right things too. Like, it wasn't like we weren't saying anything to each other. Like, he was saying the right things. Like, for example, at the very beginning, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't think you were going to text me. And he was like, what? Like, I'd be dumb not to. He was like, that was really bold of you, or like brave of you, or whatever, you know? And like, I appreciate her, or something like that. Like, he was like saying the right stuff. And so I was like, okay, this is good. Like, this is actually good. Okay. Cause like, obviously, when you approach a random man you know nothing about besides looking at their external features, you never know what you're going to get yourself into. But this was going well. So I was like, okay, cool. Thank goodness. So anyways, we meet up the next day. I know nothing about him at this point besides his name. His name starts with a J. I have thoughts about this too. Maybe I will remember to say something about it later on, but I'm not going to get into it just yet because I want to tell the story and then I want to move into like the feelings. So anyways, I meet him at this coffee shop and I literally like went there thinking we were going to like hang out for an hour or two maybe. And then I literally brought my computer with me because I was like, okay, I'm going to try and get some work done after this. Like I'll go find a place nearby, maybe even stay at the coffee shop, like something like that, right? I was like, it'll be quick, easy, you know, I'll get to know him. We hung out for 5 hours, okay? And we did so much stuff in those 5 hours. Like we were at the coffee shop first, then we literally went back to the art museum just to try and find some sun, but there was nothing there. He took me to this hotel that my parents are actually staying at for my graduation. And I was like, oh my gosh, no way. Like I never knew this was here. Very cool. Love that, right? At some point I was like, yeah, I actually was just going to run some errands at some point. Like I wanted to get flowers. And I was also telling him about like my Whole Foods fixation and how I love their drinks. And I was like, you have to try it at some point. And he was like, let's go try it. So like we went to Target, we went to Trader Joe's to get the flowers, and then we went to Whole Foods to get the drinks, you know, and like he paid and everything. Like it was a good time. Okay. It went really well. And I was like, wow, like this turned out to be surprisingly good, you know? And obviously like with time also, it was kind of like at first, obviously we were just getting to know each other, very basic stuff. But with time, I think we like got more and more comfortable talking. And then we were, you know, little like inside jokes, little jokes, like little sarcastic jokes and stuff like that. It got really good at the end. And I was like, okay, wow. I was not expecting this when I dropped that note on that table. At the end of it, like we're walking back where our apartments are. He was like, you're graduating in 2 weeks. Like, am I going to get to see you again? And I was like, yeah, totally. If you want to. And he was like, I do. And I was like, okay, well, I'll be here. And then like, as I was saying goodbye to him, like hugging him goodbye, I was like, just text me. And he was like, I will. And then he goes off and he literally like was meeting a friend afterwards. So I was like, okay, like I'll probably have to wait a little bit for that text. But I was like, maybe by end of day, like I'll get something, right? So the day chugs along, I'm doing my own thing, whatever. Nighttime rolls around, I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed now. I guess I'm not getting this text. I was like, maybe I'll wake up to it. Like maybe it'll come in tomorrow, you know? Because again, he said that he would text me. So next day comes around, I had a great day planned with my friend. And it was like genuinely such a good day, except for the fact that I was like, why is this man not texting me? Like I was going through the day and I was like, I'm just confused. How did we go from that to this? Does he have like a texting problem? Like he doesn't, because when we would text, like he would text really quickly. And like he literally had his red receipts on. Like he was a good texter, except for this one minor detail that it would take him forever to like initiate again, you know? So at some point I was like, and in hindsight, I wish I hadn't done this. I wish I would have just waited to see what he did. But I also kind of like, I was with a friend and she was like, you know, I was telling her, I was like, am I supposed to text him? Like, I don't know. She was like, yeah, I think you should do it. And so I was like, okay, like if you say so. And I was like, I just don't want to be left guessing. Like, I hate that. So I was like, I guess I'll just text him. So like at like 4:30, 4:35 o'clock, I text him and I was just like, hey, like, thank you for yesterday. Like had a really great time. And I was also like, because I also had a suggestion, like I had a suggestion of what we could do next. And I was like, I know we were talking about procrastinating studying. Like if you ever want to study together, let me know. He responds within like 5 minutes. Kid you not. I was like, okay, cool. Why could you just not have texted me yourself? And the response he gave me just like, ugh, made me so upset. And it's not like it was a bad response. It was just like, why couldn't you have just told me that yourself? Why couldn't you have just texted me that yesterday night, you know, after you did your thing with your friend? And then I would have happily waited, whatever. Anyways, his text literally was like, yeah, I had a really great time. Like, I want to see you again. And he was like, I'll text you on Wednesday. It was Sunday. I was like, okay, cool. So now I have to wait 3 days to hear from you again. So at that point, I was like, all right, I'm subbing him out. Because look, I don't know how much I told you guys about Holiday Fling, but let's just say I'm severely traumatized from him. And the biggest thing that like has very much been on my mind since then is if there are any like little mini red flags or just things that I don't feel great about, those are probably a sign that things are not going to end well. And for some reason, every time these signs come around, I just push them to the side. Well, this time I was like trying to be vigilant about it. So I was like, we're subbing him out. Like he's out. Okay, goodbye. But like, I was also like, we're gonna just see if he texts me on Wednesday because I'm curious. But the thing is like, I don't know. I should have just walked away from it then when he did come back. I should have just walked away or not walked away from it, but just been like, sorry, like can't anymore. But I didn't because anyways, whatever, it's fine. Like, you live and you learn, except I don't know if I'm ever going to learn that, like, these little red flags that you, like, see popping up are your sign to run, because it's not going to end well. But anyways, so I didn't even respond to that text. Like, I was like, I'm just going to leave it and we'll see if he actually comes back on Wednesday. Wednesday evening, I get the text. He's like, hey, like, are you still interested in studying together? And I was like, okay. Well, he had texted me. Like, at least he texted me as he said he would. So I was like, all right, so this isn't exactly the worst situation. Obviously, I didn't love how it went with this whole text situation at the beginning, but I was like, he did text me and I have to give him that, because he could have just not texted me, but I think, like, he's interested enough to text me. So I was like, yeah, sure. Because also at this point, I was like, I literally leave in a week. I was like, this is kind of harmless. No harm could be done. Oh, girly pops, you were in for a treat. Always, always. Turns out the harm was even worse than I could have ever anticipated. But anyways, I was like, yeah, sure. So he sets it up. He's like, let's do Friday at 5:30. He was like, do you want me to meet you at yours or meet you on campus? And I was like, well, I know I'm going to be at my apartment, so come meet me at mine and then we can walk to campus. I didn't say that though. I was just like, you can come meet me at mine. And here's the thing. Was I opposed to anything with this guy? No. But also I recognize that I'm like, I don't like hooking up. Like, I don't want to just like jump into hooking up. I need there to be this level of intimacy that develops beforehand where I can test the waters and see how I feel about it before we like dive into hooking up. I don't know. It's so hard to explain. And this is why I like feel the way I feel and all that. But we'll get into that after this whole thing. Anyways, so he comes to my place, as in like he's standing outside and I brought my stuff with me. And I was like, okay, let's go walk to campus. And he was like, where do you want to go? And he was like, the library on campus is super full. I just came from there. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess we can also try like the area where the dorms are, because they do have like little study spots there. So we go, it's packed. I knew this was going to happen. Like, I should have known. And unfortunately, I just didn't think ahead as to like where else we could go. So at some point I was like, worst case scenario, I guess we can go back to my apartment, which like, can you study at my apartment? Yes, I have a table. I have a place for you to sit. Like, is it the ideal study spot? No. Is there the problem that obviously everyone, all men for some reason take it that like, if you invite them back to your apartment, you're essentially granting them the right to like decide you're gonna hook up, you know? It happens time and time again. Did I think this man was necessarily gonna be better? No, but I had hope for him just because we did have a really good, but this is like a time and time again. Like, it seems like I'm not learning from my lesson, but also I feel like I'm not at fault here. Yeah, could I be a little bit more vigilant? Sure. But at the same time, like, what is it, you know? And it's so funny because literally earlier that day, I had this conversation with this girl and we were talking about, well, not girl, she's my friend, but I was having a conversation with her and we were talking about how like she's in a relationship, but I can't remember. Yeah, I was like telling her about this guy and I was like, yeah, I'm meeting him today. And I was like, it's been going good and blah, blah. And I was like, and then we were somehow like, we got into like talking about hookup culture and how it's so prevalent here at college and just how it's like so demeaning. And I don't know, like as a girl, you develop such a weird mindset because of it. Like, you just kind of start to expect it, and the idea of like a man not wanting that is like, but I think because I've been out of it for a while, like I am a little rusty in that, and I'm not, you know, like I'm like, you're nice, and like there was never like any indication, you know, if it was a good first experience and there was never any conversation about like, oh, we're gonna hook up, I don't think you should be automatically assuming that. Maybe that's because I've already been in a relationship now, and like I've also dated men, like older men who aren't in college. Like, this really does feel like a college problem, who have been really good about taking it slow and never like asking, demanding like sex or like hookups, like any of that. I don't know. I don't know why, whatever. The point is, she literally was telling me about how like, yeah, she on her first date with her now boyfriend, at some point, like they went back to her apartment for some reason or another. Obviously, like she didn't necessarily like want to hook up, but she kind of was just expecting it from him. And he like goes into her room and she was like, okay, I guess it's gonna happen now, you know, like there's gonna be that expectation. And instead he like saw Legos and he was like, oh my god, let's do Legos, like let's like play with these Legos. And so they sat there and played with the Legos and nothing ever happened. She was like, that made me realize how scarred I was from like college guys, because like, and this one's actually in college too, but just goes to a different school, so maybe it's a UCLA thing, I don't know. But she was like, yeah, like I was fully expecting him to like expect that, and dating him made me realize that no, like not all men expect that. And I was like, wow, like that is so refreshing to hear, like, maybe I'll be able to have that situation too. So anyways, obviously, okay, maybe coming back to my apartment wasn't the greatest idea, but I literally was at a loss as to like what else to suggest. Like, we could have just kept walking around trying to find a place, but I knew like we're in the midst of finals week. Everyone's going to be in the library. Everyone's going to be at the study spot. I don't know what to suggest right now. So we get to my apartment. Both of us literally pull out our computer. We sit at the table, pull out our computer. I'm starting to type away. Okay. Like, I have my study guide going. He's doing his own thing. And at some point he asks, he's like, did you ever date a frat guy? I don't even know why that was a question he had to ask. And I was like, no. And then that basically opened up the whole, like, what is this conversation, right? And I was like, I'm going to be brutally honest with him. I'm going to share exactly how I've been feeling recently. And that is, I think the biggest thing I miss about having someone in my life, like a man in my life, is just the intimacy of being held. I can't tell you how many times I've climbed into bed at the end of the day and I've just like envisioned what it would be like to be held. That's all I want, okay? Am I opposed to everything else? No. It's just that, like, if we're gonna get there, can we at least first do this like one thing? Like, I feel like it's a small ask. It's not that hard, you know? Like, it's really not that hard. So I'm like brutally honest with him and I'm like laying everything out on the table. I was like, I'm open to anything, but this is what I've been craving recently. And then I start telling him about, well, actually before this, I was like telling him about some of the like horrible guy stories I have, which like, how do you sit there and listen to that and then do the exact same thing? I don't know. But anyways, as this conversation about like, what is this is kind of going, there's just more and more awkward tension that's building up. Okay. Like, it's getting more and more awkward. And like, here's the thing, whenever I have to have this conversation, like, it is a very awkward conversation to have. And I do become very awkward. I'm not good at just like jumping into hooking up. That's just not my thing. I don't enjoy it. I don't feel comfortable doing it. Like, it's not my favorite thing to do. You know, I don't love it. I don't love the feeling. It doesn't feel good. Okay. I feel very awkward going into it. And this is exactly what was happening. It was like tensions rising and I was just feeling more and more awkward. And I was basically like being insanely vulnerable about how I feel. And then certain things that I've gone through. And I literally was telling him the story about like holiday fling. And I know you guys don't know what happened because it's a very touchy topic and I don't want to get into it. Maybe one day I'll be able to uncover that stuff, but I don't think it's anytime soon. I had the same conversation I had with holiday fling with him. And it's about something that's very like, it's a very touchy topic and it's not a fun conversation to have, but it's a necessary conversation to have. And unfortunately, I keep getting reprimanded for having this conversation and I don't think I deserve to be punished for it, but I am. So I'm having this conversation. I literally was telling him how traumatized I was from having this conversation, everything that happened with holiday fling. So already awkward tension going on after we have this conversation. At some point, we move on to talking to something else. He's telling me about his roommate situation, right? Kid you not, he's in the midst of telling me the story. He looks at me and he goes, why does your eyebrow do that when you react to me or something like that? Like literally commenting on my eyebrow. And I was like, what? And like, mind you, I was already not in a great place. But I was like, what is he talking about? Like, I don't know anything about my eyebrow. Like, I literally can't see myself. And then he like makes this face, like trying to show me. And that just like, yeah, that just hit. You know when someone says something that just like pushes you over the edge and you're like on the verge of tears? That was me, okay? I was like, you just struck a chord and I feel horrible now. I feel so bad and you just made me feel that way. Okay. This could have been salvaged. I would have done anything to salvage it because I'm that type of person. Unfortunately, you just commented on my appearance. And that's one thing that I just cannot stand by. Little later on. Okay. After this story gets told and this whole moment happens where I'm already kind of like, at this point, I was like stepping back. Like I wasn't really talking much anymore. I was just kind of like there. He's like, okay, I have to go to dinner. And like, by the way, after we had the whole like conversation about what is this, I kind of was like, why don't we just start with like you sleeping over? Again, I'm just asking you to hold me, but I also don't want to do that right now, like in broad daylight. So like, can you come later on? So he's like, okay, I have to go to dinner, but I'll be back kind of thing. And he's like packing up and stuff like that. And he's like, I feel like I ruined this. And I was like, I mean, yeah, you did, but I don't think I said that out loud. I was like, yeah, maybe a little bit. And then he starts to like get very defensive about the whole thing. I don't even know like what he was saying was just, again, this is literally holiday fling part two. And here's the thing with the holiday fling situation. I walked away from it fine. Okay. I was like, okay, that didn't go well. That was a really messy situation. Hope I never have to go through that again. Lo and behold, I had to go through it again. But I was like, I just walked away from it. You know, I walked away from it and that was it. This, I think, just having to deal with it again, having to do this again with someone else, took me to my breaking point. Like legitimately brought out all the feelings that I've been suppressing for the past couple of months after that whole holiday fling situation happened. And then this happened and everything came out. Anyways, so this man is trying to like explain why he expected that we were going to hook up. And he was like, yeah, I live with guy roommates and they were saying that you want to hook up with me. And so like, and then when you said like to meet you at your apartment, I thought we were just going to hook up. Also, I have to explain. Wait, I forgot to mention this. Before or when we were having this whole conversation about like, what is this? I literally told him, I was like, I hate college hookup culture. I hate how there's this expectation. Like, you know, like we literally had the conversation and then here he is just being like, yeah, I thought we were just going to hook up. And I was like, okay. I was like, great. I'm so glad that that was what you took away from this whole entire thing. Wow. It really sucks that like we had a really nice like first moment never seemed like there was any, you know, like, oh, this is going to be a hookup situation, like strictly a hookup situation. And yet you come back here and you take it as like it is a hookup situation. And it was so weird because then he was also just like, you know, like I really appreciated that you like came up to me and said the things you said. I usually don't get that and blah, blah. And I was like, okay, so if you appreciate it so much, like why are you literally disrespecting me and like telling me that you just essentially want to use me to hook up? And it was like, he was like, yeah, my roommates and blah, blah. And he was like, but I'm not easily influenced. And I was like, well, then why are you bringing your roommates into this? You could have formed your own opinion, been like, I really enjoyed hanging out with her. And I see her as more than just like someone I would just sleep with. Like it was the most degrading thing ever. And I was just sitting there listening to him talk about whatever he was talking about, just kind of like taking it in, being like, wow, I'm going through this again. Part two, literally part two, except I don't know which one is, I mean, I know which one is worse, but like, I don't know, for the fact that we've only known each other, we've only hung out once, at least with that one, it's like we had hung out a couple of times, but like this one, I was like, wow, it really ended that poorly. Like we went from 100 to zero so quickly and you barely got to know me. You got surface level me. Like obviously I was very open about who I am. I always am, but like, I don't know what went wrong here. Anyways, and the other thing that he kept doing is that when he would be like super accusatory about something, like I would say something and then he would get like very like accusatory about it, his voice would go up multiple decibels. So like he would literally raise his voice, and that is something I have never experienced with a man before, and I hope I never have to experience it again, because that is truly scary. I was like, you are raising your voice at me and it's not that serious. I feel very uncomfortable. And I literally said something. I was like, you are scaring me right now because you're doing this. Anyways, I kind of knew that this was just the end, right? Like when he walked out of my apartment, I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm seeing that man again. See, like, I think I'm just like, my problem is I'm kind of like a people pleaser and also just like a keep the options open, because I have a hard time like being confrontational and being like, no, the end, like at least in person. Like I could do it over text, but like, it's very hard for me to sit there in person, look you dead in the eye and being like, you messed up, like we're done. So I kind of just was like, okay, like, let me know when you're done with dinner and we can kind of go from there. And he leaves. I open up TikTok. Like I sit down in my little chair that I'm sitting in right now. I open up TikTok. I see a hate comment. I start bawling, crying. Okay. It all gets unleashed. I start FaceTiming my sister. I'm sitting there crying. And okay, another thing I have to mention, I don't cry very often. This may come as a surprise. I'm not a big crier. Okay. I'm not a big crier. I do think I cried a lot when I was in my relationship, but I think that was just like, I had a lot of emotions that came to the surface. But since I've been single, and like when I was single before, I just wasn't a huge crier. Like I really mainly will cry out of frustration or if I reach a breaking point, but it takes a lot to get there. So I'm pretty sure the last time I cried was in January, also because of a hate comment. So yeah, I don't cry very often. Okay. I just don't cry often. And that's just me. So for me to cry is already a lot. For a man to make me cry, I don't usually cry because of men. Okay. Like I don't. I have shed tears for two other men in my life. One of them was like out of sheer stupidity. I was like, why am I crying over this man? Like he deserves nothing. The other one was definitely ex-boyfriend. I mean, like I said, I cried a lot around him, but I also think I probably eventually cried because of him at some point or another. I can't remember, but I'm sure there was a moment there. And this is actually not going to help my case because I'm going to get into that too. But yeah, basically since I've been single, this is the first man that I've shed tears over. And it was like a hard shed tears. Like it really did affect me majorly, because I had this like little crying moment. And then actually you guys have probably seen, if you follow me on TikTok, you've definitely seen the video where I'm literally like, after I cried, I like propped up my camera and I was just like, I don't get it. Like, how are people doing dating? Like, literally, how are people doing dating? Because why is every situation that I, like the fact that I had back to back, very similar 100-0 situations with guys where I felt truly like scarred, traumatized. Like, why is this happening to me? Like, literally, why is this happening to me? And the thing about this is like, I had the same experience with guys before I got into my relationship. I am the girl who has the horrible guy experiences when she's single. The ones that you like go tell your friends and they're like, wow. I literally am the girl who supplies like my friends with like the horrible guy stories. I always have been, and I feel like I always will be, because why does this happen to me time and time and time and time again? Okay. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it. I would like to have like a fun little date situation and keep it at that. You know, I don't want like the whole, okay, I'm going to get like severely traumatized from dating you or like hanging out with you or even talking to you. Like, you know, like I feel like at this point, like I've gotten good with a lot of things. You know, obviously when I was younger, like I was still very sensitive to things. You know, if a guy ghosted me, I was like, oh my gosh, I need a whole day to just like recover from, or not day, but I need like a couple of days to recover from it. Now, if a guy ghosts me, I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, like I've gotten so much stronger mentally and like, I guess mentally numb. Like I've become more numb because of these dating situations. But these ones, there's just no way to like not react, to not feel something, you know, because they're truly horrible situations. You just completely disrespected me. Like, you didn't even see me as a person. You just saw me as like something else, you know? So my sister eventually is like, I can't talk anymore. She literally was like, I have to go to bed. I was like, okay, cool. Just leave me here to deal with this myself. Yeah. So I do this little TikTok, and then I think I might have like eaten some dinner. I don't remember what it was, but eventually I climbed into bed and I was like, I wasn't sure whether he was going to text me or not. I honestly was like, this man just might not text me, which like whatever. So I kind of decided around like 9 o'clock. I was like, I've been in this mood since then where I just like need to like watch something before bed, and I haven't done that in a while. Like, I don't have a show. So I was like, I'm going to watch a rom-com because, you know, one of those moments. So I watched 27 Dresses. I split it up into two nights. So I watched the first half of it on that night that this happened. And I was feeling all sorts of things. Like, obviously I was feeling all sorts of things, but I was like, this keeps my mind off. I shut my phone off. I wasn't looking at my texts, like the whole thing. I watched like half of the movie until literally my Netflix started like loading. And I was like, okay, I think this is my sign to just go to sleep. I turn off my computer. I am laying in bed and I start crying again. And see, this like doesn't happen to me. Sometimes I cry, but like I'll cry and that's it. The fact that I like started crying again was just, and that's when I had all these thoughts and I was thinking all this stuff. And this is what this episode is about. It's about feeling unlovable, because this is not the first time that this has happened. Actually, this whole experience took me back to the summer of 2021 when I was 18, 19 years old. I was at home for the summer and I was talking to all these guys on dating apps, or like from dating apps, like snapping all these various men. It was funny because I actually had already met my eventually boyfriend at the time, but like I wasn't really talking to him. And I just remember like questioning my worth and questioning whether I was lovable, because I was like, why is it that all these men want me for like this, but like no one wants me for more than that? Like, why have I not found someone who like wants to love me and like love me for me, you know, like not just want me for something, but like actually love me, you know? And at the time I'd never experienced that before. So I didn't even know what it felt to be loved. But I just remember feeling so insanely unlovable. And I don't know if I cried about it. I might have, honestly, but I just remember laying in bed at times and just thinking about this, like for such a long period of time, just being like, what is it? What is it about me? And ironically, and I literally just before I did this episode, I went into my TikTok to try and find this TikTok. At the beginning of my time on TikTok, I literally made a talking video titled something like "For People Who Are Feeling Unlovable," where I was literally talking about like, oh yeah, like I used to feel this way, but now I'm with this like amazing guy who really loves me and I've never had to question his love for me and blah blah. I was literally listening to it and I was like, see, this is kind of what I need. But also in this moment, it's the hardest thing to hear, because it is so hard to wait this out. Like, it is so hard to wait this out, because what are these guy situations? Like, what am I finding myself in? Why is it the worst thing ever? You know, a couple days ago, I was literally thinking to myself, I was like, if going through all these bad guy situations means finding a really great boyfriend, I'll take it. But no, I actually, after this experience, I'm like, no, I won't take it. Like, I don't deserve to have to go through that to have someone good in my life. Hello? Like, no, I don't deserve that. And I don't think anyone deserves that either. You know, like, I hope other people are not experiencing the extreme that I've been experiencing, because no one deserves that. No one deserves to be treated that way. Anyways, so I'm laying in bed and I'm having all these thoughts. And of course, I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, there's just so many thoughts that I have. It's like part of me is scared that I'm never going to find that person again, which I know feels like a silly thought to have. But it's just like, I feel like I've gotten so scarred from dating that I couldn't even imagine meeting someone where I don't feel that way, where it doesn't go from 100 to 0, where I don't, because I feel like as time goes by, I'm also going to just get closer and closer to self-sabotaging anything that is good, because I'm so scared. I don't want to keep repeating this situation. And obviously, I have no plans of dating from here on out. I don't want to actually date ever, because I'm so sorry, I can't do that again. Like, I cannot willingly put myself in that. And it seems like this just keeps happening for me. So it's like, I'm just going to remove myself. Okay, like, I'm going back to this whole let's focus on ourselves, which fine, like, good about, but whatever. Like, the thing is, that just doesn't fill the, there's a void. Okay, there's a void, but we'll get to the void in a minute. But anyways, I'm just like, I mean, no, you don't necessarily have to date, but I feel like as you get older, like, the way to meet someone eventually that, like, becomes that person for you, like, you do need to date. And like, if I refuse to date because of all of these bad situations, and how am I going to meet that person, you know? So there's like that, but then there's also just like, I'm so scared. Like, I genuinely could not imagine finding someone where I don't feel that way, where I don't pick up on these red flags and feel the need to run because of these experiences I've had. Like, I cannot think of a situation, you know, because the thing is, like, I think if we compare me before my first relationship and me now, the biggest thing is I wasn't exactly dating before my first relationship. Like, I never was actively dating. Like, this is the first time in my life since I've been single again that I've been actively dating. And like, initially I was having fun with it because I was like casually dating. I definitely wasn't looking for a relationship, but I was having a good time. Like, I was enjoying meeting these new men. I was having some good experiences. Like, things were fine at the beginning, but then it just started to go so horribly wrong. And then I like would take these breaks off of dating. And then when I'd go back, I'd be like, okay, maybe this time around, but then it just wouldn't be it. And then I would take another break. And then now I've had these back-to-back bad situations. And now I'm just like, well, it looks like I have to like keep myself out of this because there's like no way of avoiding it, apparently. But anyways, yeah, before I got into my first relationship, I wasn't exactly dating. I mean, I was, yes, on dating apps, which is how I eventually met that person. Like, I was engaging with men, but like in the college way, like you just like meet a guy at a frat party and you're like, we start talking to each other or something like that. Like, it was more of that than like I'm actually going on dates, like I'm actually going out with a guy. I went on one singular date in the time that I was single and like, I guess, like engaging with guys before my first relationship. And then I got into my first relationship and that was it. I was never actively dating, you know, because I feel like dating is the terminology of like you go on dates with someone, right? You meet up with people for something. So yeah, it wasn't until I was single again that I like, and at that point I was excited because I was like, I've never really dated before. Like, I'm excited to try this out. Like, I've been seeing all this stuff and it was fun at first, but now it's not fun. Now it is literally the opposite of fun. I am scared. I'm scared for my life that I have to keep experiencing these situations. So obviously I'm like, well, if I don't want to be dating, like, how am I supposed to meet this person? Like, I know that I met someone without like actively dating, but again, I was on the dating apps and I don't want to get back on the dating apps either. So now I'm not dating. I'm not on the dating apps. I'm limiting the ability for me to meet someone essentially. Okay. And it seems like it's just, they literally would have to appear like poof from thin air and somehow, some way get like woven into my life where it's not like we start with like the whole, okay, this is going to be like a more romantic thing or like a sexual thing. Like, I think at this point it would have to be like friends to lovers, except I don't have guy friends. I don't make guy friends. That is not a thing that I've experienced before. Well, I mean, I've experienced guy friends before, but like I've never experienced this like friends to lover situation. Like, the guy friends that I've had are people that I've never been like attracted to or interested in that way. Like, they've been great people, but I would never date them. So how am I going to find this guy? And I know that makes me sound desperate, but yeah, you know what? I am desperate because let me tell you something else. Guys, you're really getting the passion from me. This was literally all the thoughts that were like going through my head. I feel like I'm doing this whole whole single thing wrong. Okay. I feel like I'm doing the whole single thing wrong because people are always like, focus on yourself and like self-love. I feel like I have made so much progress in that. I feel like I have so much self-love. I've learned so much from the time that I was in a relationship to now. I feel like I've developed the hobbies. Amazing things have happened to me. I've been able to live out the dreams that I had when I was in a relationship. They've come true. Like the modeling contract, for example. I know I don't model, but like I got a modeling contract and like that was something I could have only dreamed of when I was in that relationship. Like I remember being distinctly in that relationship and I was like, it would be so cool to get a modeling contract. And it happened when I was single and I put in the work for myself and it happened, okay? Content creation. I've been watching my account gain followers and traction and have people recognize me and blah blah. That's all I ever wanted at the time when I had like literally 60 followers and no one knew who I was. You know, there are so many things that have happened in my life that have been amazing. Things that I dreamt of when I was in the relationship. Okay. Like I can't complain about my life. Like my life is great, except for the part that I have this void that just will not be filled until there's someone else in my life. And that void has remained very present. You know, like nothing has been able to cover it up. Okay. Obviously, maybe not fill it up, but just kind of like push it to the side, make it a little smaller, like nothing, absolutely nothing. This entire time I've been like, wow, I have everything I want except for the one thing, my man. I don't have my man. And obviously when this happens, I don't think about like, Yes. I mean, I go back and forth. Sometimes it's a man, like a man in the future will come into my life. But a lot of times it usually goes back to the first man, the man that I dated, the man that I was in a relationship with a year ago. It has been nearly 11 months. Okay. I know it's maybe not been long enough to like completely move on, move forward. But to think that I am still in like nearly the same position I was in. And yes, do I think I've gotten better? Yes, I made a lot of progress. I made a huge amount of progress, but I don't know. It's just like, it's getting concerning to me. And I'm not saying that I'm going to necessarily act on it because I don't exactly have plans for that. We'll get into that in a minute. But it's just like, at what point do I take all of this and say, maybe this is a sign that our like time together isn't over? Because I never walked away from that relationship thinking we're never going to be together again. Like we could never be together again. I walked away from that relationship fully knowing that while I was still in the relationship, I always thought to myself, maybe this is one of those stories where we date for a while, we break up, we have a break. And then at some point we start dating again. Am I saying that I want to go date him again right now? No, not necessarily. But I'm just saying like, at what point do I recognize these feelings and say, maybe it's something beyond just like not being over him yet, you know? Like maybe there is something there. I know people are probably like shaking their head, especially if you have been here since my no contact journey, because it's so like reprimanded against. People are always like, don't break no contact, blah, blah. But the thing is like, there are stories out there of people who like literally broke up, went no contact for a while, and then like started dating their ex again and maybe even got married. And am I saying that's my situation? I don't know. Like it might not be, but the point is I've never been opposed to the possibility that we could potentially be something again. And as time goes by and I still feel so strongly and I feel like I've gained more clarity on how I feel about this person, I'm like, I don't know if this is just like a you're not over him, girly pops. I don't know if it's that. It might really have been like right person, wrong time situation. I don't know. I could be wrong about this. Like there are definitely, I go through such a like legitimate mental tug of war every time I think this, because there's a part of me that's like, yeah, maybe it is. And then there's a part of me that's like, no, it definitely isn't. But I don't know. Like, I don't know which one it is. Right. And I'm like, only time will tell. Obviously, I think if like a lot of time elapsed and I was still feeling this way, then I would be like, okay, I think I'm going to take it as a sign, but I still feel like it's maybe a little too early. And like, I feel like I still need like to live a little bit more life before I can get to that conclusion. But it's also like, I'm getting to a point where I'm kind of starting to like take it as like, is this really just like a you're not fully over him yet? Or is this like maybe a little bit of a sign that like the time isn't over as you kind of suspected when you were in the relationship? Like you were literally in that relationship and you knew. So do I know? Like, did I know? Did me in a relationship know? And I'm literally just on this timeline that she had painted out for herself. Who knows? So obviously then I was kind of thinking about that. But then, you know, little like demon, but not necessarily demon, but just like realistic, like side kicked in. And I was like, remember that interaction when you guys broke no contact? Like, remember literally having him in front of you and you could just tell that this man, like, I don't think necessarily didn't care about me anymore or didn't love me anymore, but just had very clearly tried to suppress the love or care that he had for you. And yes, like, he was demonstrating that, like I was recently reading, okay, and I know people are gonna be like, why were you doing that? Anyways, I was recently reading back, like very recently reading, and I haven't done this like ever, or at least not since we've gone no contact. But I was recently reading back on some of our text messages from the time that we were in contact after I broke no contact with him. And I was like, I mean, he was still very sweet and like genuine. It's just, I remember in that moment, I felt like he had been taken away from me in a sense. Like, it didn't feel like he was actually there. It felt like it was sort of this like fake version of him. Like, it wasn't the version that had like loved me. And I get it. Like, I get it, because it was a weird, complicated time. Like, we were just trying to heal from the whole thing. Like, was I there yet? No. And he definitely wasn't either, even if he maybe thought he was. Whole thing. Like, it just wasn't a great situation. But I still think about it. And like, I was literally laying in bed and I was like, well, the one person you keep thinking about doesn't even care about you either. It was like I was going through this like mental tug of war again, and it just like literally broke me. Like, it literally broke me, and I was just laying there sobbing, thinking about how like it doesn't feel like I'm ever gonna find another person, and it feels like the one person that I still have so much love for and who really used to love me and used to make me feel so amazing, and like to the point where I'm not sure if I can ever find that love again, just because of the way that I felt. Like, not even the love that he gave me, but the way that I felt. Like, I felt so over the moon the entire time, even when things were like going to shit, essentially. I don't know if I'm ever gonna be able to move on from that. But I was also just like, that man doesn't care about you either. Like, no man out there cares about you. And it was so like demeaning to just think about the fact that like, I have no one. I think anyone who's ever experienced this, like feeling unlovable, will know exactly the feelings that I'm talking about, where you're just like looking around you in the world and you're like, wow, I'm really on my own. And it hurts so much, because right now all I want is like an ounce of love from someone, because I've been knocked down time and time again. And now I'm getting to this point where I'm questioning myself. I'm questioning whether it's me. Like, I literally was like, is this a me problem? Like, why does this keep happening to me? Why are we repeating this situation? Like, why does it only happened to me? I look around at all my friends, like no one is having the same situations as me. I'm not saying that people aren't having bad dating situations. Sure, we're all having them, but like, why am I having these truly horrible, horrible situations? Like, why does this happen to me? What did I do to deserve this? I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do at this point. I feel like at such a loss, and that experience just really completely broke me. And I'm like, I feel so broken. Like, I feel so insanely broken. And I am just so scared about what that means for future me, because I'm like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to open myself up again. Have I done it before? Yes. So am I completely concerned that I may never find it? No. But I'm just like, at this point, I don't know when this is happening for me. I don't know. And I'm just scared that like, I'm gonna try and avoid every situation where it could potentially happen for me, because, and again, it's like, if something is meant for me, like, I don't think I'm gonna miss it, in the sense that literally like with my first boyfriend, it was like, he came into my life at a point where I was very like cynical about men, but also just like not interested in dating whatsoever. Like, I was very clear about like, I'm just in my little independent girly era. And he was so persistent for months and months and months, until I finally was like, wait, this guy's kind of been here this entire time. Like, all of these other guys have just like come and go. I truly feel like if someone else is going to come into my life and they really want to be with me, like, they will happily be persistent. And this is why I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to approach a man again. Not just because this was a negative situation. I would love to like be able to keep doing it. But ultimately, I'm like, yeah, if someone, it's like, I think someone commented this on the TikTok that I was talking about. Someone was like, choose someone who chooses you. Yeah, I know. Like, I know ultimately that's the only way that I will find my way into a relationship. Because if I'm like trying to choose a man and then like try and go after them, which I don't think I was ever chasing this man. Like, it's not like I was bending over backwards for this man. I was just kind of like reciprocating. But I definitely felt weird where it was like, I just know deep down that like, if it were my man, he would be coming to me instead of I'm going to him. You know, like, I ultimately want the man to come to me, because I feel like that's the only way that it works. Like, I need to see this like persistent effort, because likely what will happen again is that I won't be interested in a relationship. I will be very closed off and be like, yeah, no, it's not happening. Like, I've already experienced exactly what goes down. Like, this is just gonna be another one of those situations. And that person is literally gonna have to stick around for probably quite a while, show that they're persistent, show that they're continuously interested, and never lose that interest for anything to come out of it. And am I saying that it's impossible for this to happen? No, it happened once, it could happen again. But I'm just saying, it's like, there's so much that has to happen to get there. And I am so scared that I am not going to get there. And I know that's cynical. And I know everyone's always like, it will happen. It will happen when you least expect it, blah, blah. I'm not really feeling that right now. Okay. I'm not feeling that. And I don't know if I ever will be feeling that. Obviously, I'll focus on myself. I have been focusing on myself. I mean, you guys know this. Like, I literally have been investing so much time and energy into myself and into developing myself and the whole thing. And it's been paying off. But ultimately, there is still that void. Anyways, then on top of that, yesterday I was FaceTiming my friend and I was telling her about the story. And then I was telling her about how I had like felt afterwards and how it kind of broke me and all that. I mentioned at some point, I was like, you know, the other part that just like sucked about this is I think I was just like excited about finally feeling. This is not the first time this happened, because I think when Holiday Fling happened, I also was like, oh my gosh, I finally moved on. But I was like, you know, I've been having such a hard time, or like I had been having a hard time with like missing my first relationship and missing that person, especially like in January and then like going into February too. Basically, since March has started, like I felt really good about it. Okay, like yes, I think about him from time to time, but I'm like, I've been feeling good. And then when this situation came around, I was like, okay, we have like something new, something exciting. You know, obviously I wasn't gonna rely on it for like how I feel about said past relationship, but I was just like, I'm gonna enjoy this like as it happens. I was like, this will be like a little end of college fling, like it'll be fun. Literally 2 weeks, like it wasn't supposed to be anything long, anything. It's literally Groundhog Day. This was literally Groundhog Day for me. Anyways, whatever. Point is, I was just telling her, I was like, yeah, you know, I also think I feel a little defeated because I thought that I was in a good place with moving on from that past relationship. And it just like kind of all of this just brings me back, you know, where I'm like, I miss that person. I miss him. And like, I don't want to feel that way, but like, there's something about it. And she's like, I have something to say. And I was like, okay. One thing about her is, you know, if I were to tell her like, I'm going to do something and I have a rationale for it, she's going to support me. Okay. She's the friend that has like supported me through everything, even if it didn't exactly make a ton of sense. She's usually come around to it. But the fact that this came out of her mouth completely unprompted without me being like, I feel like I should reach out, or like, I feel like I should reconsider, you know, like something like that. She literally goes, I honestly think it wouldn't hurt reaching back out. And I was like, wait, what? And she was like, yeah, you know, when you guys got out of that relationship, I kind of thought to myself, like, Sophia's going to need some time to decide whether this relationship was something that was like worth having in her life or not, or something. I can't remember what she said, not necessarily that term, but like something of that sort. And she was like, I think maybe it is, you know, like, I think there's some merit to like not going back, but just like reconsidering it, you know, something like that. I wish I could just have like recorded the whole interaction and then shared it with you guys. It was definitely not the way that I'm explaining it, but like, point is, she was like, if you were to consider, like, I would fully support. And I'm saying this without you even saying anything. And I was like, wow, I was not expecting that from her. I was expecting her to be like, you've made so much progress, like that's all great, blah blah, something like maybe like, oh, if you were to want to, like, I'd support, but not like, I think maybe you should actually go do that. Like, I think you should actually go do that. And I was like, oh yeah, I mean, I never really considered, like, I don't know if I would want to like break no contact. Like, I have so many reservations about that, and that could be a literally whole podcast episode in itself, because I have so many thoughts about that. But then also I was kind of like, let's be honest, and I had to remind her of something very important, and that's the fact that, well, actually, now that I think about it, it actually goes for both of us, but at the time I was like, the problem is, he is not in the right place for us to get back together. And also, I'm not really in that place either. Like, I would want my life to be a lot more figured out. But that's why I've been saying, like, I don't want to get into a relationship for a really long time. But anyways, the point is, he's not going to be in that place for years. Because one thing about my ex-boyfriend, love him to pieces, but this man just started college. And I'm graduating college, like, literally right now. Okay? Literally at the end of this week, I'm graduating college. He's going to be in school for at least the next 2 years, if not 3 years. My big reservation when we were dating was the fact that I didn't really know how I felt about being like a 24-year-old with a boyfriend in college. And I still have that reservation. Like, that reservation still stands. Would I be willing to try it out? Yeah, potentially. But it still is something that I think could ultimately be a problem. I think in order for there to even be a possibility for us to get back together, he would literally have to be out of college. And that is like in 3 years. So that means I have to wait. Well, I'm not saying wait per se, but that means 3 years would have to elapse for us to potentially get back together. And that's a problem. Okay. Like, that's a problem, because it's like, if I'm going to keep feeling this way, and hopefully, God forbid, by then that's not the case, but you know, if I am going to keep feeling this way and time is going to keep going by, what am I supposed to do with myself while this time elapses? And also, how do I know by then there's going to be any possibility for us to be back together? But that's the problem. Like, I don't think we could get back together now, or even in 6 months, or even in a year. Like, there's no room for this to happen. So that basically brings me back to the fact that, like, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, like, there's nothing I can do about it. I could maybe get back into contact with him and, like, treat it as friends. But I also recognize, like, as my friend literally said, she was like, well, you can't do that because, like, you can't be friends with him. And I was like, yeah, I can't be friends with him. So it's like, blank, blank, like, what now? You know, it's not like I have to do anything about it. Like, I think eventually it'll come to me. Maybe one day I'll have a moment where I'm like, I finally figured out what I need to do here, like what feels right. For right now, I'm just gonna chug along as I've been chugging along, doing my own thing, building my own thing, like whatever, hoping and praying that as I go into post grad, things change as to how I feel about like the past and that void that is not getting filled and is very much present because of said ex-boyfriend. But you know, who knows? Like, literally, who knows? Yeah, it's just been a lot. It's been a lot. And like I said, I've been doing a lot better with that whole thing. And I still feel that way. Like, again, do I think about him very often? Yeah, probably like on a daily basis or nearly daily basis. I don't know. I feel like it's not as strong as it was like a couple months ago where I was really struggling with it. But also I'm just like, you know, like, when do I take it as a sign? Or do I ever take it as a sign? Or should I not take it as a sign? Like, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. And for now, like, I don't have the answers and I'm not going to have the answers for a while. And maybe in 6 months, magically, some perfect man is going to appear in my life. Not perfect, but like, maybe someone will appear in my life and I'll be in a much better position and it'll make sense for me to date and whatever. I don't know the whole thing, but not really sure what to do with myself for now. Obviously, the feelings that I have about being unlovable, those are going to go away. I just need a little recovery period. In fact, I'm feeling a lot better now than I was feeling like yesterday, for example. So I really think I just need in a couple of days we'll be good. We'll have moved on. I will hopefully have ingrained it in my head to just never date again. But I'm just saying, like, this was something that really took me out. And like, I haven't felt so strongly about something in such a long time. And the way that it just like really broke me. And like, it's like literally another man is gonna have to come into my life and pick up those pieces and like try and put them together for me to be a less broken version. Because I know people are always like, self-love, self-love. Yeah, okay, I have a ton of self-love. Like, I love myself. I love hanging out with myself. I will do anything for myself. Okay, at this point, I can't put those pieces back together because there are other people who are breaking it. You know, like, it's not my plate. It's someone else's plate that they keep breaking. Like, I don't think I'm capable of doing that. I think it's maybe we're having another Groundhog Day situation. Maybe I have the same situation with like the relationship thing. I don't know. Who knows what this means? But the point is, I've been feeling this way. And sharing just felt right because I haven't really heard a lot of people talk about this, but I am feeling this way. And I thought maybe if I talk about it, other people will understand, maybe understand so well because they're feeling it right now themselves. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's such a hard feeling to feel. And it's like, what do you do? You know, like, you just have to kind of take it as you feel it, cry as much as you need to cry or whatever it is, have whatever reaction, and then just kind of like move on when you're ready to move on. Like, you will move on from that feeling. It's temporary, but it's also like, it would be nice if someone else would come into my life or someone would come into my life and just like reassure me as to like, no, you're not unlovable. Like, things are going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Like, it's all going to work out. Like, I know I keep telling myself that. I keep saying it on this podcast, but I'm like, it's so hard to just like be able to sit here and believe that when I feel so shattered inside because of everything that's been happening. Anyways, and then the thing with my like ex-boyfriend is I'm so conflicted as to like what I do, because there's a part of me that's obviously like, yeah, I guess in theory at some point if I ever felt the urge, like, I could reach out. That I don't think there's anything like horrible about that. You know, I feel like enough time has elapsed by the time that I probably feel that too, as I've not felt that, like, not felt the sudden urge to just actually reach out, I've been fine. But then I'm also like, this whole entire time I've wanted him to reach out, because I feel like I threw the ball into his court a while back. And I don't know if I care about that as much anymore, but it's still like, I did throw the ball into his court. And the fact that he just like didn't take it and was like, okay, maybe I can do something with this, or maybe he's waiting, I don't know. But the point is like, he's not doing anything with the ball. So it's like, I can't do anything with the ball myself. I feel like there's so much love that I could give, but it's like, until the ball gets passed back to me, like I can't really demonstrate that. And I don't know if I feel super comfortable like running into his court and picking up the ball myself and trying to like hand it back to him again, you know? I'm so conflicted about that. Like if he were to reach out to me, like I would willingly try and like make something work. I would willingly converse with him, but he hasn't. So it's like, I'm in a very weird situation where I'm like, I just don't feel like I have the capability of reaching out. I feel like that would go against the things that I said at the beginning where I was like, okay, the ball is in his court, like you're out for good, you know? Or like, and then there's also the part of me that's just like, there's this huge broken promise that time and time again, he refuses to like complete. And it's getting to a point where I'm like, I don't know if I have to take legal matters on this, because it's just like, it's happened time and time and time again. And like, if it's never gonna happen, like I think I might actually have to take legal matters. Like I don't want to do that, but I'm also like, I don't know what else to do. Like I'm kind of at a loss because asking him is not gonna do it. I don't know, do I have to fly to his city and literally show up with a suitcase and be like, can I have my stuff back, the stuff you kept telling me you would send me? See, like I'm literally in this weird position where I'm like, there's some unfinished business here and I'm waiting for you to finish the business so then we can move forward without any problems. I don't know what to do. Like I'm feeling very much at a loss here. And I'm just like, I feel like I need to like literally consult like legal TikTok or something like that as to like what I'm supposed to do in this situation. That was probably not the greatest thing to like end this on, just because I was literally talking about the void and missing this person and all that. That was like a really fun way to end this whole thing. Like I was just going really deep and then I was like, there's something else that's been on my mind. But no, it seriously has been on my mind. Like literally yesterday I was like looking it up and I was like, okay, where would I file this? Like how does this go? Anyways, thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys in my, not necessarily next week, but episode in the following week. And yeah, I love you guys all so much. Wow, this was kind of a crazy episode. I'm still a little shaken by the fact that we ended it on that note. But yeah, anyways, thank you so much for listening. I would love if you follow my podcast on whatever streaming platform you're listening to it on. If you're a new listener, I'm so sorry if this is the first episode you listen to. It was a heavy one. And also the ending really is taking me out. But yeah, anyways, thank you so much for listening. And I will see you guys not next week, but in the following week. Bye. Love you all.